This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to US President Joe Biden and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the US President yesterday. Both the leaders reviewed the significant progress in bilateral relations and highlighted that India-US partnership is aimed at benefiting the people of both countries as well as the entire humanity. Mr. Modi and President Biden also had a detailed exchange of views on a number of issues. While discussing the situation in Ukraine, Mr. Modi briefed President Biden on his recent visit to Ukraine. He reiterated India's consistent position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy and expressed full support for early return of peace and stability. The two leaders expressed their shared concern over the situation in Bangladesh. They emphasized the restoration of law and order and ensuring safety and security of the minorities, particularly Hindus, in Bangladesh. They also reiterated their commitment to further strengthen the cooperation in multilateral fora, including the Quad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Brazilian Foreign Minister arrived in the national capital on Saturday on a 4-day official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry MEA said Mr. Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. Earlier in July, the Secretary of Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, led India's delegation at the G20 Development Ministers' meeting in Rio de Janeiro. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4th. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for SD candidates. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals will be held today. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by Cabinet Secretary, Government of India. The members of the task force include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson, National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director AIMS, Dr. M. Srinivas, and former Professor at the Department of Neurology, AIMS, Dr. Padma Srivastava. The apex court, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata, had set up the National Task Force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. Supreme Court had directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF yesterday. A total reward of 29 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 8 lakh rupees each was declared on 3 Maoists, 3 lakh rupees on 1 Maoist, and 1 lakh rupees each on 2 other Maoists. The superintendent of police said that the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has withdrawn its recent advisory wherein food businesses were directed to remove claims of A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from the packaging. FSSAI said the advisory has been withdrawn to carry out further consultations with stakeholders. It would imply that food business operators can continue to sell and market their products with claims of A1, A2 types of milk. A1, A2 milk differ in their beta-casein protein composition, which varies based on cow breed. IMD has issued red alert of heavy to very heavy rainfall for several districts of Gujarat today. IMD has predicted widespread rainfall across Gujarat due to the deep depression formed over Rajasthan. The incessant rain since last 2 days resulted in massive waterlogging in several parts of the state, disrupting normal life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.